Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between Minnesota State University Mankato and the Center for Rural Policy and Development. I'm Jim Gullickson, along with the research manager, Marnie Werner, from the Center. And we have on the phone with us today Tom Stinson, who is the state economist for Minnesota. Welcome to the program.
Well, good morning.
Nice to have you here. We've recently had some news from your office that indicates that the state has got some challenges ahead.
Yeah, unfortunately, the news that we gave people in November when we said that there was a $373 million deficit to the budget, that wasn't pessimistic enough.
So in the grand scheme of recessions over the decades, where do you think this one falls? Is it on a scale of intensity? Or
right now, it's a very short, very mild recession. Mm-hmm. You know, it's almost guaranteed to come to a halt June, July, sometime this summer because of that stimulus package. Now, it might pick up again after the stimulus package fades out first of 2009, and there'll be a tough call whether the recession, you know, extends beyond in there or not. But if it goes as planned or as forecast now, this is going to be one of the shortest and one of the mildest recessions in recent history. Certainly, farm prices, the agricultural sector, is one of the strongest parts of the Minnesota economy right now. And, you know, that's good news, and it's especially good news in rural Minnesota. Now, parts of rural Minnesota are really suffering because the lumber and wood products industry is having real difficulty. But the grain growers in particular, you know, they're having pretty good times, and, of course, that translates to Main Street.
Sure. That is true. I'm wondering, do you see much in the way, you know, everybody makes such a really big deal out of the home mortgage foreclosures and that whole business. Has that had an impact in rural Minnesota that you know of?
The home mortgage foreclosures and the problems with the home mortgage industry is having an impact on everybody and is what is driving the weakness in the national economy. What's happened is that the weakness in housing prices has created weakness in credit markets. And credit is really the energy source for the economy. It's the fuel for economic growth. And if credit dries up, and credit has become much more restrictive than it had in the past, then that brings the economy kind of to a screeching halt.
Well, I don't have any more questions unless you do, Marnie. But
no, I think you've answered pretty much everything I can think of.
Well, we want to thank you very much. Thank you very much, Tom Stinson, the state economist, for joining us today on Rural Minnesota Radio.
Well, it's good to talk with you.
All right. Take care now. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between Minnesota State University Mankato and the Center for Rural Policy and Development.